But it's been a great success day for Strabane. They recorded their third consecutive league victory today. The final score being Strabane 21, Hollywood 7. It was 7-0 whenever that injury occurred. At that stage, Alistair Ferguson had missed what was quite an easy penalty early on, but in 17 minutes, a scrum against the head, so Strabane drive over, and it was number 8, Simon McSparren, who got over, and Ferguson converted, making it 7-0. Hollywood then, 8 minutes later, opened the ball well right, and was a full-back, Luke McDowell went over, with the right half, Jack the Pledge converting, so it was 7-0 at half-time. After delay, obviously both sides really got stuck into each other. A Hollywood player was yellow-carded about 3 or 4 minutes into the second half, which actually was at a disadvantage to Strabane. It was their prop forward, and that meant that because their other prop, they said, was injured, it was non-contested scrums. However, they got over that one okay. The problem with Strabane was there's so many good attacking positions, but every time literally the ball went into the line, the referee wasn't happy that the ball wasn't straight or it wasn't down the middle. And it was a rather frustrating to watch because, you know, I couldn't see it on some of the occasions, but however, that was the referee's interpretation. But in the last 15 minutes, Strabane up the tempo with their forwards really taking over, picking and driving. And you could really see Paul O'Kane, their new coach's influence. They just kept possession of the ball. After it was about 10 minutes to go, they had a 5-meter scrum, and everybody knew what they were going to do. They just held it at the back of the scrum, and the scrum went down after about 3 or 4 yards, and the referee had no choice but to run under the post for a penalty try. So that made it 14-7. Back came Strabane again. They forced the referee again, penalised them in the line-out, and I gave a scrum, and Hollywood were under all sorts of problems in that scrum. It was reset. Strabane then decided we're going to do it again. They drove forward, and this time it was the whole 5 metres, no problem at all. Actually, very, very good technical scrummaging from their front row. And it was number 8, Adam Cummins got over. Ferguson converted, and that left a 21-7. And a very, very good result for Strabane. That's now three victories on the trot. And Hollywood are one of the better sides in that league. And certainly Paul O'Kane will be absolutely delighted after... He's only been there about 10 weeks, but certainly you can see the difference, and very, very noticeable. The forwards certainly very strong in the scrum, and forcing the line out a wee bit off today. Still maybe a wee bit slow to the breakdown, some of the forwards, which allows opposition to get in. But behind the scrum, a lot more cohesion behind the scrum, and certainly overall it was a very, very good performance for Strabane. So the final score was Strabane 21, Hollywood 7, and an All-Ireland League Division 2B. The final score there was Armagh 18, City of Derry 6. It was 13-0 at half-time. Armagh got a second try in the second half, 2 Neil Burns penalties, but 18-6, and unfortunately from Derry's point of view, not even a losing bonus point. So a lot of work to be done this week. Thomond are the visitors to Judges Road next week, and Derry really don't want to be going 3 games without a result. So summing up the 2 matches, Kenny, in that the game I was at, it was Strabane 21, Hollywood 7, and All-Ireland League Division 2B, it was Armagh 18, City of Derry 6.